You're listening to Archer Radio.
You do drink fast.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today's Saturday, December 17th, 2005. Say hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
Oh my God.
Oh, that was terrible.
John Ong would hate that. Actually, no, he would laugh at that, but there was a... Okay.
I don't think that's funny.
Do you remember when I got an email from somebody who said they hate the burping on the show? You don't remember that.
That was probably me, but...
No, it wasn't you, but John Ong got an email from somebody saying that they didn't like his burping on the show either.
Why would you burp?
It just came out. That's just natural reaction.
We know how gassy you are. So, now, we've been having...
Wait, first tell the listeners who you are.
It's W...
The boyfriend. Now, go ahead. You were going to say we were going to doing something.
Oh, we were having Christmas a-go-go.
Oh, yes. Now, what was that song you made me search for on the iTunes?
Well, we were listening to The Supremes' Christmas a-go-go. Then we were listening.
It was Frank.
Then we were listening to The Four Tops' Christmas a-go-go.
Wait, you said The Four Seasons.
Oh, The Four Seasons. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
Well, let's play a little selection, and then let's watch you do the Watusi.
Well, this is audio, so they're not going to be able to watch me.
We can imagine.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to this.
Oh, yes, honey. Shake, shimmy. There you go.
He does.
It's complete hair hopper music.
And definitely.
This is Hairspray music. Turn it up.
That's as high as it goes, sweetheart.
Oh, there you go.
Well, in your earphones, but in terms of the show, that's about as loud as they're going to get it. That's all we get.
Play another one from them.
Okay, well, what do you want? There's some Christmas music.
As long as it's a high stepping number.
I don't know if the rest of them are.
Well, we'll have to find out. Let's experiment.
How about I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa?
Sure.
Okay, let's see. Now, see, would you like to listen to this as your traditional Christmas music? You're laughing because obviously you don't.
If I was wearing go-go boots and getting my hair teased, yes.
Well, let's say you're sitting at home opening your presents on Christmas Day.
Wearing go-go boots and a beehive hairdo. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, sweetheart.
I bet our mothers listen to this.
Not on Christmas Day.
I know my aunt did. My aunt Brenda did.
Her name was Brenda?
Yes.
That's such a plain name.
She's from the country.
Not like Urania or...
Well, we have pictures of her.
Safio or something.
No, anyway. Well, you know why she... Her name is Brenda Joyce. Oh. Because my great-grandmother
A double name.
Listened to a soap opera in the 1940s. And my grandmother promised, while my great-grandmother was on her deathbed, that her daughter would be named Brenda Joyce, after the soap opera character. Now, when my grandmother did have a second daughter, because my first child is my mother.
And what'd she call her? Joyce Brenda?
Brenda Joyce. Well, the priest would not baptize my Aunt Brenda because neither Brenda nor Joyce are saint names.
Oh, yeah, they have a saint name.
So her complete name is Brenda Joyce Anne Chauvin-Gourmillon.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, let's get back to some Christmas music.
There are pictures of my Aunt Brenda from 1964. She's my godmother.
Here's Carmen McRae.
Oh.
The Christmas song.
Are we done with hair hopping music?
Yes, we're going to actually do some basic Christmas music. You're not going to hear it very loud, but the listeners will hear it. Chess, your nuts roasting on an open.
Wait, let me finish my story.
I
was going to say, there are pictures of my Aunt Brenda. My grandmother had this pecan tree in her backyard.
Uh-huh.
They got blown down by Hurricane Betsy.
Mm.
Well,
what year was Hurricane
1965.
Betsy? 1965. Oh, a long time ago.
Yes. Well, there are pictures of my Aunt Brenda.
You were
on
only
this
three then.
No, I was I was a toddler. Not even a toddler. I wasn't even walking in 1965.
You were only one.
Anyway, my Aunt Brenda on this stump, pretending she was a go-go dancer.
What was she listening to?
She was listening to Supreme's Christmas A-Go-Go.
Oh my gosh.
With this beehive and these
How old
boots.
Was she?
She was like 15. It was
and
like
she
in
had
the
a
60s. Yeah, she had her hair teased.
Oh my gosh.
Doing the Watusi on this
my tree stump.
And my grandmother took pictures.
Do you have a picture of that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like Country A-Go-Go.
At Christmas.
Starring Aunt Brenda Joyce.
Too funny.
Yes.
Well, now, what wine are we enjoying this evening?
Oh, this is the Prince Michel Merlot.
And it's very good, I must say.
Well, we have to say, we just came back from a Christmas party.
We did. My good friends, well, good friends, I haven't seen them for a year, but didn't we just like pick up like we had known each other forever when I saw
you
them?
You picked up where you left off.
Exactly. That's a good thing about good friends.
You just pick up where you left off.
Uh-huh. It was a nice party, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it was very nice.
And you had really enjoyed the food, I think.
I was hungry.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Now you did. Let's talk, because I know I always talk about what Archer doesn't eat. I want to talk about what Archer ate.
Don't talk about what I ate.
Archer ate corn chowder.
Not so
quick. Archer ate wilted cabbage. Don't cover my mouth.
No,
Archer ate asparagus. Archer ate prunes. He did. He ate them all.
Sweetheart, not so close to the microphone. You have to have a happy
You're meal. Trying to cover my microphone, and I'm speaking the truth.
I you may be speaking the truth, but I just want you to have a nice happy meal.
Archer ate.
That's good right there.
Goose liver.
Oh, no, now you're totally
Archer ate beef tenderloin with horseradish.
He's totally making this up.
I am not.
Well, the whole first...
I saw it.
Let's go back to the first bit of foods that you were describing were foods you served last night at your dinner party.
Yes, I had corn chowder
with
sun-dried tomatoes,
that's right.
And baked bread with goat cheese, chives, and lemon zest.
And you know what? That was kind of a hit. You remember what that one guy at the end of the table was saying? He thought it was sweet and he couldn't figure out where the sweet was coming from?
Well, I had that with a very oaky Chardonnay.
Do you think he was... Well, he couldn't be getting the sweet from the Chardonnay, then.
No, he was probably getting it from the piece of lemon or the goat cheese, could be.
Maybe the goat cheese. Well, it was definitely a hit. Everyone loved it.
And you ate it all. And then
let's actually tell the listeners what you made for me.
Why I opened a can of Safeway brand chicken noodle soup.
And oh my God, it was so good.
Now, why did I choose the Safeway brand? Because the Campbell's brand...
was more expensive.
No. Because on the Campbell's brand, on the label,
oh my
you
God.
Could see chunks of vegetables.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't have eaten that.
That's why I got the Safeway brand.
I am so appreciative that you got the Safeway brand.
Was it good? No. Did
yes,
Archer
it was.
Eat it? Yes.
It was very
now,
good.
What did we have as our second course?
Oh my God, some what he called
wilted cabbage.
Wilted cabbage with, you had shrimp in there, and you had
tangerines. I had Parmesan cheese.
And some kind of smelly salad dressing.
I made that myself.
Well, it was smelly, whatever it was.
It smelled good. Well, I had soy sauce, olive oil.
Some kind of vinegar stuff in there.
White wine vinegar.
That's what it smelled.
I had shallots in there. Fresh chives, fresh...
Now,
time.
But now looking at everyone's plates, because, you know, I did the clearing of the table, everyone ate it.
Yes.
They loved it.
I had that with a very nice Gewürztraminer.
Oh, that Gewürztraminer.
Oh, I even squeezed with my own two hands tangerine juice.
Did you really?
Yes. That dressing had tangerine juice.
Oh, in the dressing. I didn't see it.
And there were tangerines in the salad with boiled and with shrimp.
He just slaved over a hot stove last night for this.
Well, that was actually easy.
Like
chopping the cabbage was the hardest part.
Really?
Then stir frying it with the dressing.
Oh, but that took you like minutes to do.
Yeah.
Like 3 minutes.
Then I mixed it all up, and we had that with a very nice French Alsace Gewürztraminer. And then for the main course.
Ooh, this was the good part.
Pork roulade.
It was good. I actually ate the pork part.
Without the
roulade.
Dressing. Roulade means, you're not from Louisiana, but roulade means roll.
Oh, is that what that means?
The roll, yes.
I had that
with sweet potatoes that I had mashed.
With marshmallows on top.
Yes, but it was mixed in with lemon, orange, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, raisins, and pecans.
You had all that in there?
Yes.
Well, again, it was another popular dish because everybody ate everything.
And then Archer's favorite, steamed green beans topped with caramelized onions, prunes, and roasted almonds.
And now when we were preparing the plates for the table, I was preparing, you were doing the meat, and I was preparing the beans and the...
And Archer forgot to put caramelized onions on top of the green beans. Why? He wanted the whole thing for himself.
No.
I said, Archer, share the caramelized onions and prunes with other people. And you said, no. And I said, stop with that negative attitude. Other people want to have the caramelized onions and prunes.
No, because I just totally forgot that I was supposed to put a little spoonful of the caramelized onions and prunes.
You were picking the prunes out of the caramelized onions and eating them. I did not appreciate it at all.
You know, it's so funny because the listeners know that that's just that wouldn't happen.
The listeners know what you think they know. I am telling them the truth. You eat prunes.
They know better than that. That's for sure.
I'm just glad I had extra toilet paper. We all know what prunes do to your digestive system. Now let's talk about dessert. For dessert, I had pecan pie with vanilla ice cream.
And
the award-winning Adieu dessert wine.
And what did I have? I just had the
cookies.
No, you didn't have any cookies.
Oh, vanilla ice cream.
I just had like a tiny scoop of vanilla ice cream because I'm not really a big vanilla ice cream person. So,
but anyway. you had the adieu.
I did have the adieu. I poured the adieu.
You did. It was good.
I actually poured all the wines, if you think about it, except for that first one.
You did.
Where you messed up and only did five glasses.
I did. Why did I think we only had five?
I don't know what you were thinking.
Well, you know what? Because one person was bringing a date who wasn't certain if the date was coming, and then he said, yes, I
But he I actually would have made seven if he had come without that woman.
Yes, I think that's what confused me.
So you were thinking five instead of seven.
Well, you know how gay men are. They bring dates, yeah. They don't, the dates break up, or whatever.
Or they say they're going to come, and they don't come.
And they don't.
Yeah. Gay men, they're so fucking fickle.
Well, but
except for my boyfriend.
That's true. We were the oldest ones there, though.
Are you serious?
These were youngsters. Well 28.
You're right. The closest one was actually David, who was 37.
Yeah, and then John's 34.
John's 34?
Yeah.
How old is his new
same
boyfriend?
Same age.
Oh, same age. Yeah. And then the other ones were very young, 28 and 27.
In their 20s. Did we act that way when we were 27?
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Excuse me, I'm drinking. But, you know, the one who is the real estate mogul?
Yeah.
He's actually very mature for his age.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking that he brought you a gift, like a host gift for this dinner party. Amazing.
He's very
taste.
Mature and very successful.
Very successful.
But you know what?
What?
He dates immature men.
Do you think the guy he brought was immature?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not. I shouldn't say that.
Well, but I don't think you're making that judgment of the guy he brought.
No. But I mean, like men who are maybe like non-committal or that's
what
I mean.
Oh, well, that's different.
I don't mean
you mean immature relationship.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's totally different from immature because immature. Yeah. Okay. I understand what you're saying now.
Because he's very sweet and very mature, and he deserves.
But I was going to say
someone who's commitment minded.
But I didn't get that feeling of the guy he brought last.
No. That's not. I mean, I mean, like in a
general
commitment kind of a way.
Right. I gotcha.
Men who aren't quite ready. That's what I mean.
I gotcha. Now, that
I watched too much Oprah. I'm sorry.
You don't watch Oprah.
I don't, but that's what Oprah would say.
You don't even watch TV.
I don't.
Now, but I think that was a really good mix of people last night.
Oh, yeah, because everyone was very nice.
And everyone was having a good time telling their stories and laughing and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was very good. It was a very good dinner party.
We all had fun.
We did. And how many different wines did we drink?
Oh, God. Well, you drank all of them.
Okay, well, first of all.
The prunes, with the green beans, with the corn chowder.
You know that's not true. No, I was going to say, you had a Chardonnay with the nibbles before dinner.
We had a sippable Chardonnay.
It was a non-oaked Chardonnay.
No, it was oaked.
But I mean, in terms of like this heavy oak, it was not.
It was almost undetectable.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, that was what you had with the nibbles. Then with the salad version.
Or no, with the soup, we definitely had a more oaked. You could taste that was the oak, reserve, but it wasn't predominant.
That
was
the reserve Chardonnay from Grey Ghost. Right?
Yes.
Yes. And then for the salad.
And they were proud because they had beaten some California labels.
Yeah, with a silver.
One was $60 a bottle. Yes, they had beaten.
Well, see, I don't believe that $60 bottle one because
we had it tonight.
Yeah, and that was not good. I mean, it was not that it wasn't good. It wasn't a $60 bottle of wine. Anyway, with this,
they would charge that.
I know, but I would not pay for that. Knowing now what I
if you were wealthy, you would.
I'm not wealthy, so. But then with the salad portion, the cabbage, the wilted cabbage. You had the Gewürztraminer. Oh my God, that was so good. And we just got that at the local wine store, not knowing really ahead of time that it was that good. I mean, we tasted it, I think.
I knew it was good.
You knew it was good. It was very good. And actually, one of the guests asked for the name of it so that he could buy it too. And then with the main course, you had
Cabernet Franc.
Yeah, Cabernet Franc,
which does very well in Virginia.
We actually had two different versions. We had
the Barboursville Reserve,
which is near in Charlottesville, Virginia.
That was a silver medal winner.
And I actually think the Barboursville was. I know you don't like this. The Barboursville was better than the.
No, I agree.
You do agree?
No, yeah.
Because we had
in the second bottle, we had the Grey Ghost Cabernet Franc. But in the medals competition, the Grey Ghost, even though they were both won silver medals, the Grey Ghost placed higher than the Barboursville.
That's surprising.
It's just personal taste.
I was going to say, it must be personal taste, because I really thought that that...
No, the Barboursville was somewhere in the middle. Grey Ghost was like...
Ooh, I thought the Barboursville was, you know, leagues ahead of the Grey Ghost.
It just depends on what you like.
Even though I absolutely love the Grey Ghost.
Oh, it's very good.
Don't get me wrong.
But the Grey Ghost... The Cabernet Franc we had from Barboursville was a 2002, so it had been bottled and aged.
That's
for
right.
a long. So a little
that explains.
It was a little
actually.
More mature. It was a little softer.
Whereas the Grey Ghost was only like was 6 months.
No. Well, we got it in. I got it in July of 2005. It was 2004.
So you're talking.
So
about
I served
months.
It. So it was 6 months that had been it had been lying down. So
and it can easily lay down for another year.
It could, yeah.
Yeah.
And even in the 6 months, it's gotten a little softer and smoother. But what Cabernet Franc does well in Virginia, it's more, it's a little more pepper. It's a medium body.
I was going to say, it's kind of smooth
clearer.
To me.
I wouldn't call it smooth, but if you age it for a while, it's smoother.
Smoother, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When I say smooth, I mean it doesn't grab me in the... throat.
Oh, the tannins aren't as sharp. What you get is oak. So from the younger Cabernet Francs here in Virginia, some of the Cabernet Francs we haven't liked tend to be American oaked.
New
American
French
barrels.
Yeah,
they're very
oaking.
Wood, like wood chippy kind of things.
No. So then, okay, moving along. After dinner, we had you mentioned the pecan pie and the vanilla ice cream. But we also had the adieu from Grey Ghost, which is the dessert wine. Yeah. That already won some medals, didn't it?
Well, that was proclaimed best of the. That was
best of the East. That's right.
No, best east of California, of all the wineries east of California. That was judged the best.
That was very good. And everyone drank that up really quickly, too.
Yeah.
We finished one bottle, and I had to open another bottle.
Yeah.
So that was very good.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So everyone the dinner had a good
party.
Time.
Yeah, I was going to say the dinner party was very successful. Now, would you have called that your holiday dinner party?
Yeah.
Because now you're not going to have another event until New Year's.
New Year's Eve.
And what are you doing for? What are you going to do on the New Year's event?
Well, that's Southern. Well, first of all, I want to say that the other, we talk about Grey Ghost a lot, but the other Cabernet Franc we had was from Barboursville,
which we love.
And that's probably, yeah, because Virginia is the up and coming wine region, I guess. I guess Virginia is where California was in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And Barboursville is probably at the top of the heap right now.
I love Barboursville.
So that's the one we had, but. The winery that we talk about a lot is probably a very, they're very small, and you would call it.
But we talk about Grey Ghost so much because you have a personal connection with these people. You they know you. You go there a lot. You buy a lot of their wine.
I harvest there.
We harvest there. I mean, it's just, so I think that's probably.
Well, but that winery, when I.
But besides the fact that they make amazing wines, you have a personal connection.
I do.
There.
But when I. When I first moved here, a friend of mine took me wine tasting. And I was a beer drinker back in the early 90s.
Really? Domestic or foreign?
Oh, whatever. I just drank beer. Mm-hmm. And vodka.
Ooh, what kind of vodka?
Absolut.
What about Grey Goose?
I just drank Absolut.
Grey Goose is supposed to be like the big up-and-coming vodka, I hear, in the gay community.
Oh, they've been around for a while.
Has it been around? I don't drink liquor, so I don't know.
Well, in the early 90s, I drank Absolut straight.
So did Dating with David.
Yeah. Anyway, so I moved here.
Well, he didn't drink it straight. He drank it with other things.
No, I drank it straight. But anyway, when I first moved here, a friend of mine took me wine tasting. I mean, I didn't know much about wine, but I knew what I was tasting was not good wine.
Where did you go?
This was like 92. I went to, I can't even remember, but I remember the one, there were two wineries.
Was it Virginia Wines?
Virginia Wines.
Okay.
Two wineries that I thought were good. Oasis.
Ew.
Back in 92, and Piedmont. And in fact, the friend who did this.
You went to Piedmont in 92?
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Wow.
And the friend of mine who took me wine tasting actually bought a case at Piedmont.
Did you sleep with him?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was a lot older. And very nice guy. But those wineries stuck out as good wineries compared to the others
If you think about it, in 1992, those probably were
the best. Yeah. And then I didn't really think much about Virginia wine until I would say 98 or 99. And I went to Swedensburg Winery.
Oh.
Juanita Swedensburg.
Yeah, Juanita, that bitch.
Well, she was nice to her. That, but listen, she's the one who's putting. She put Virginia wines on the map.
That's because true because of her Supreme Court case.
They would not be where they are now. But anyway,
and she was nice to us when we went there.
And she makes good wines.
Yeah,
I mean, I think her personality turns some people off. But
well, she's a little rough. But
she's a little rough, but her wines are good.
Yeah,
but she's the one who sent me to Grey Ghost Winery.
She did.
She did.
Oh my goodness!
And she said, "If you like Cabernet." And I say, well, you got to go to, she told me to go to Grey Ghost because
it's actually not that far from her place,
no.
Is it?
Yeah. You like Riesling? We don't do sweet.
Sweet.
You want
we don't
sweet?
Do sweet.
We don't do it. So anyway, she's very honest. But so she sent me there, and I thought compared to what I had tasted five years earlier.
In 92?
These wines are very good.
Yeah.
And they do make very good wines. And so, but for that winery, I would still be drinking
Oasis wine.
Schlitz.
Oh, yeah. No.
Malt liquor.
No.
I would. So, anyway.
But now, even though you are a huge wine drinker now, do you still enjoy a nice, like, ice cold beer every once in a while?
It depends on what I'm having. I like a nice Pilsner every once in a while.
Yeah, see, that gets into that foreign. Isn't Pilsner foreign?
Well, real Pilsner's German. And then I like...
okay, well, hello, that's foreign.
Well, I know. And I like. I do like the German wheat beers. I think those are good.
I'm domestic when it comes to the beers. But when I drink a beer, it has to be ice cold, like almost frozen cold. Why do I like things cold so much?
I don't know.
Well, listen, we're going to end this show because we actually have more to talk about, because we didn't even talk about the party that we went to tonight and the wines that we drank there, and the fact that Santa Claus visited both your house and mine. Right. So do you think, are you up for a second show?
Only if.
If I fill up your butt glass with wine?
Only if.
If what?
We can dance to Supreme's Christmas A-Go-Go.
Did we find
that? And you get up on this desk and do the Watusi.
Well, I'll do that in the break. How about that? Wait a minute.
Your audience won't see you shimmy and shake.
Maybe I'll have you take a picture. You think you can do that? Can you work my camera?
Probably not.
Well, and in the next show, tomorrow's show, because this will be posted on Monday.
I think you should be filmed in 35 millimeter.
Doing what?
In go-go boots, hot pants, and a beehive hairdo.
Can you imagine what this would look like in hot pants and a beehive hairdo?
Terrifying.
It would be scary. It would be like, this is what you would show people to scare them away.
You know what? There's a kink for everyone. I think there's an audience for...
You're terrible.
A gay man, 41 years old.
Oh, no.
In go-go boots, a beehive hairdo, doing... The Watusi.
You're just, that's just sick. I don't know what, how do you come up with these things in your head?
I'm sick.
You are sick. You're sad. Listen, we are going to stop and we're going to come back for a second part. And because I need, look at my glass.
A pink beehive hairdo.
Oh, please stop.
White vinyl go-go boots.
Did you notice my glass is empty? Because
you've been talking very slow.
You've been talking.
I'm very slow because I savor. Did you slurp? I savor.
I don't slurp my wine.
You do slurp.
Did you hear what he said, listeners? He said, "I'm slow."
Not when Christmas A-Go-Go is on. Then he's very fast. He gyrates.
Tard. Okay.
He's a gyrator.
I am a gyrator, but only in bed. Okay, we're going to do a second part because we haven't even talked about all the stuff we wanted to talk about. You got totally off on tangents on wine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, boys and girls. So until tomorrow, which for you will be Tuesday, say goodbye, boyfriend.
Goodbye.
All right, boys and girls. Bye-bye.
And check. Sign your X on the line, Santa Cutie.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.